This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning and welcome to our worship service here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Forest City. And we are having our outdoor service this Sunday, so you'll be having a pre-recorded service with myself, Pastor Zach, doing the preaching and also leading you through some scriptures and time of prayer. We begin today with our announcements and what's going on here at Emmanuel in the coming weeks. As I said, we're out at the Waldorf Pond this morning, and that's where we were. It was a beautiful day for worship, and hopefully you'll be able to join us again when we do that in August. It's always the first Sunday of the month. Some things coming up. Please remember to keep those on our prayer list in your thoughts and prayers throughout this week. There's all sorts of other things going on in the community. The Saddle Luncheon's coming up here in July 19th. So if you think you're able to help out in one way or another, or even attend that, put that on your calendar. And there's always room for donations of food. Story Hour is beginning this week, Friday for three-year-olds through sixth graders. And it's a great way to learn about God's love through books. Four Fridays of stories, singing, snacks, and lots of fun. So hopefully if you're in that age group or know somebody in that, we'll see you at Story Hour. Outdoor picnic is coming up out in August 4th, too, at our next outdoor worship. So please take note of that if you like outdoor picnics. Our Good Samaritan account is running a little low right now, and that's a wonderful account we have at Emmanuel, and that helps for those with need with gas, rent or deposit help, utility bills, food, other needs. And it is running a little low, so we're asking if you can help in any way, that would be wonderful. So many people have come in, and so many people are grateful that you're able to help as a congregation with their many different needs. Still looking for a new coordinator of youth ministry, so if you're comfortable with 6th graders through 12th graders or really want to learn to meet them and have fun with them and teach them about God along the way, please get a hold of the church office or look up the job description and also an application on our website, emmanuelfamily.com. Mission and Outreach is also collecting for a few summer useful items throughout this summer for our Waldorf University international students. Still looking for some bedding, for twin beds, blankets, nothing too bulky, kitchen items, microwave plates, bowls, plastic food containers, who knows, there's so many different things. Whatever you think a college kid would need, and donations can be left by the office, and that's another way we can welcome those into the community at Waldorf, especially our international students coming into Forest City. Also, thank you, as always, for the grocery cart ministry and all that you do for that. And if there's other things you'd like to donate to the food bank, please do that. And our emphasis right now is for canned beans, canned peas, pork and beans, toilet paper, and any type of gift is always appreciated. Thank you for that. And finally, around the community, RSVP, the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program for people 55 and older, is looking for volunteers to help the community in needs, especially in area schools. Most volunteers serve just 1 hour a week, and scheduling can be flexible. So if you're interested in that, look them up on the NIAC website, niac.edu/RSVP, and see what's going on for that. Those are all the announcements I have for you this morning. So I invite you to prepare your hearts for worship as we worship together as always in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue now with our confession and forgiveness. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we are dead to sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and in the name of Jesus Christ your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. O God, Father of our Lord Jesus, you're the city that shelters us, the mother that comforts us. With your Spirit, accompany us on our life's journey, that we may spread your peace in all the world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. First reading for today comes from 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man, and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on the one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he could cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, I'll send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, and taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, 10 sets of garments, he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he's trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel tore his clothes, he sent a message to the king, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots, halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and the flesh shall be restored, that you and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out, and stand and call in the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot, and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached him and said, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more than all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. Our psalm for today is Psalm 66, verses 1 through 9. Be joyful in God, all you lands. Be joyful, all the earth. Sing the glory of God's name. Sing the glory of God's praise. Say to God, "How awesome are your deeds! Because of your great strength, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down before you, sings to you, sings out your name. Come now and see the works of God. How awesome are God's deeds towards all people! God turned the sea into dry land so that they went through the water on foot, and they rejoiced in the Lord. Ruling forever in might, God watches over the nations. Let no rebels exalt themselves. Bless our God, you peoples. Let the sound of praise be heard. Our God has kept us among the living and has not allowed our feet to slip." Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. Second reading for today comes from Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you have received the Spirit and should restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. But all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you'll reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have the opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those in the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I'm writing with my own hand? It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they might not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, that they want to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. Our holy gospel for today comes from Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. Greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what's set before you. Cure the sick who are there. Say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I've given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to start out by telling you a story. It has to do with a little superhero team called the Avengers. Now, I don't know if you know very much about the Avengers or even the Marvel Cinematic Universe for that matter, but stick with me. I'll try to explain this within reason. I'm not going to go on forever. It's a very popular movie series right now. They've made some very successful movies, including what could end up being the highest grosses, but that's beside the point. Anyway, the Avengers, they have like Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Black Widow, Captain Marvel, you name it. If you've probably seen some of their movies. But they're a hero team, and they always win. None of their movies end on a loss. And yet, there's this movie called Avengers Infinity War. And it came out last year. And in this movie, there's this really bad guy named Thanos. He's very bad, very big. And what he does is he gets these things called the Infinity Stones. And I probably lost you already, but that's okay. Stay with me. He gets it, and he's all-powerful, basically. He's got a lot of power. The Avengers try to stop him. They're pretty confident that they can do that. Yet they're broken into multiple teams. Each team tries, and they fail. At the very end of the movie, he snaps his finger. Half of all life in the universe is gone in an instant. And it ends with them losing. That's not possible. That's not how it's supposed to go. They don't lose. Anyway, the start of the next movie, and if you haven't seen it, Avengers Endgame, I'm sorry, I'm just going to talk about this beginning part. I'm not going to talk about any more of this movie. But they're still confident. They're still arrogant. They still seem to think they can't lose, even though they just did. The last movie ended that way. And they find him again, at which point he says, "You can't reverse this. It's not possible, because I've destroyed the Infinity Stones." They lost again. They lost again. Superheroes aren't supposed to lose. That's not how it's supposed to go. The Avengers are surely not supposed to lose. But there's a common theme amongst those two situations in which they lose. They were so confident that they could do no wrong. And that word is arrogance. Do you know what arrogance is? Well, if you look it up in the dictionary, at least when I Google it, it's pretty vague. It doesn't give an exact answer other than to say to be arrogant. But it gives other examples that maybe you've heard of. Hubris. Egotism. Big-headed. A sense of superiority. Smugness. Vain. The thought that you can do no wrong. Now, I know there's nobody here that has this problem, am I right? None of us are arrogant. None of us have any of this hubris or sense of superiority, right? All right, if I'm being honest, that right there is a little arrogant, to think none of us are arrogant, to think I'm not arrogant. We all, at some point, battled this. We've experienced it in one way or another, I'm sure. My kids are way better than yours at sports. I'm the best at what I do. I don't need any help. I can do this on my own. The Twins are the best team in the league right now, and by golly, they're going to win the World Series. Nothing can stop them. Any of that sound familiar? Any of it sound a little arrogant, a little outlandish? Well, our lessons today did a very nice job of tying together this theme of arrogance. Remind us that we still fall into a sense of arrogance every once in a while, even in our faith life. Galatians talks about not obeying the law. How the circumcised want you to be circumcised. We want you to do it because the law says they want to do it. But even those that have done it already don't obey the law all the time. But you know, you still need to be circumcised. And why is that? Paul says, so they can boast. So they can brag about it. So they can say, yes, look what we did. 2 Kings is a story of Naaman who had leprosy. Knows God can save him. He knows this prophet. The king says, well, I'm not God. The prophet Elisha sends a message that says, go, wash 7 times. Be clean. Naaman says, oh, well, Elisha couldn't be bothered to come here and see me for myself. I don't need him for this. I don't have to do this. It's ridiculous. I could go wash anywhere in the entire world. But why here? Why, if Elijah can't be bothered to show up here and sends his own servant instead, why do I have to listen? And even the gospel from last week, if you remember any of it, says some of the disciples said, if you command me to send down fire to consume them, we'll do that. Those are the same disciples that are continually getting confused. It's a little odd. In today's gospel, some of these 70 that are sent out are bragging, Lord, even the demons, that's right, even the demons are submitting to us. All three of these have something in common. They look at the self. It's about me. I made demons submit to me. I can send fire, no problem. I'll do it myself. Find a way to be healed. I want you to follow the law so I can be the one to brag. In the end, what does this get us? Gets us in quite the bind. We look at ourselves instead of who deserves the actual glory. It can seem impossible. holds us back. Holds back the awesomeness of God. You know what? I can be pretty arrogant. Can be pretty self-centered. We might even fall in that in our own beliefs sometimes that I am 100% correct. You're wrong. My understanding of Christ is right. Yours is wrong. But the focus should be on God, not ourselves. Who are we? We're the messenger, but we're not the message. It's a giant team effort. On our own, it's just not possible. It really isn't. It is impossible by ourselves. How are we supposed to heal ourselves? Naaman on his own sure wouldn't be healed. And he wouldn't have been healed if he would have continued to be there in that arrogance and that stuck in that self-centeredness. His servants convinced him to wash himself. You know what? He said, do it. They said, do it. Try it. If the prophet was here right now, would you have done it? They convince him to do it. On our own, we'll get tempted by so many things. Instead, Paul reminds us, bear one another's burdens together. In the gospel, Jesus sends out 70. Not by himself. Not just the 12. 70 that we really hadn't heard of before. And all these things are done around the actual message. All these are possible because of the message, Jesus Christ. Only through God was Naaman healed. New creation is everywhere, only through the one who took it all upon himself. The kingdom of God is indeed near. Rejoice that through Christ alone, your name is written in heaven. And don't boast of what you're able to do, what it is that you personally believe on your own accord. Instead, boast only of the cross of Christ, the cross of Jesus, and all that stands for. That's something to boast about. That cross. That cross in which sins were crucified. Christ was crucified. Sin, death, and the devil were crucified. Our self-centeredness, even. Our arrogance was crucified. That is something to boast about. That cross of Christ. The cross holds us all together. We can reach what seems to be unreachable through Christ alone. So continue to encourage one another. Love one another. Live with one another. In Christ alone, all things are possible. It's not arrogant. It's the truth. Through the Christ alone, some of those holes are filled. We can't be everywhere at once. To think we can be is arrogant. But instead, we've been given so many different gifts. Maybe a congregation in another town can reach where we cannot. Maybe somebody you would never expect to be able to proclaim the good news is able to proclaim it better than I personally can. Who knows what it is? But regardless of what it all is, it is in Christ alone. That's the truth. This Christ alone who watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. This Christ alone who has written our names in the heavens. This Christ alone who washes us clean. Our sins are forgiven through grace alone, through Christ alone. This Christ alone who fulfills the law. This Christ alone who says, for neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. Everything old's passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Let us work for the good of all together. That's the good news that we can bring to one another. And again, it's not arrogant. It is the truth. The truth that through Christ alone, everything is changed. We can't do it on our own. We never could. But through Christ alone, all things are possible. Thanks be to God. Amen. Having heard the gospel proclaimed in our midst, let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer our prayers for those in need. For the Church and its ministries, for pastors and musicians, for teachers and leaders, that their joyful noise clearly announce the reign of peace has come near. Let us pray. For your works revealed in creation, for rivers and streams, for thunderstorms and sunshine, for those preparing for harvest time, that you inspire our care for the earth. Let us pray. For peace and justice in the world, for all levels of government, for areas affected by strife, that those in authority always work for the good of all, bringing your justice to all people. Let us pray. For the sick and those who console them, for prisoners and those who show them mercy, for the downtrodden and those who help them flourish, for those suffering from malaria and Zika, and for all in need of care, that you comfort them as a mother comforts her child. Let us pray. For those spending time with friends and family this summer, for those making employment decisions, for those uncertain what the future holds, that they set their minds on Christ, who's called us to himself. Let us pray. We pray for those in our congregation with special needs this day. We pray for Heather, Melissa, Duane, Karen, Ione, Anita, Catherine, Tim, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magianus, missionary Karen, and all those we name now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. In thanksgiving for the faithful departed, who've inspired us by their witness to the gospel, that with them we will know the confidence of being held in your embrace. Let us pray. Merciful God, you hear the prayers of your people even before they're spoken. We commend these and all our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, for the greening earth given for all, for the talents we are given to share, for the bread and wine. Transform us to the body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive this blessing. Live your lives in Christ, rooted and built up in Him, and abound in thanksgiving. And the blessing of the Holy Trinity, one God, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is sending you. Thanks be to God. This concludes our worship service at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Forest City. Thank you again for joining us. Today's broadcast on KAOW 107.3 FM is given today in memory of Ruth Westerberg from Ralph Westerberg. We hope this is a blessing to you today and always.